All right, so if you could introduce yourself and tell me what happened.
I'm Dale. I got locked up before the storm of Katrina. Got locked up in New Orleans. They locked us down. Then turned around, got shipped to DCI, to Hunts from there, from Hunts to DCI. Got out on the... I've been out about 2 weeks now, but then...
Were you in OPP when it got...
Yes!
Tell me about that.
That was pure hell. A bunch of the inmates and everything had died in there. There was... All the guards, everybody left. It said... They just up and left us in there.
Then how many people were in there?
Over 50, held about 50,000 of us in there.
How many people died?
I'm not for sure. I'm not for sure. They're not releasing no information on that.
Did you see any?
I saw like 4 or 5.
Drowned.
Uh huh. Jumping from windows, everything.
How did you get out?
The National Guard came in and got us out. By unlocking our cell, me and my cousin's cell. Then they took us out, shipped us from there to the bridge, from the bridge on the another set of bridge, took us out on buses. Then went to where I told you all I went.
DCI.
Yeah.
And Hunts.
First Hunts, then DCI. I've been released about the time I told you, about 2 weeks I've been out.
How long were you supposed to be in?
I hadn't even been in court. I still got cases pending on that. So I really don't know.
You were just in holding.
I was in there 64 days total.
Without even being convicted of anything?
Yep.
Were you in water?
Yes.
How high?
Up to the second level already.
And what floor were you on?
I was in Templeman 3, A1, second level.
So how high did the water get there? Up to your chest?
Yep. We had to go through a window just to get it out of our cell block.
How long were you in water?
I was in water for about a day. And then I was on the bridge for 6 days. I was on Hunts' grounds for 5 days before I went to DCI. On DCI, they treated us literally like dogs. They were going to throw the food. They started throwing food over, the sandwiches and stuff over at us, like dogs.
And did they let you change clothes and wash?
Not till I got to DCI.
So you had, the water was not clean?
No.
What
toxin levels,
like?
Everything. In it. Oil. I mean, it was raw sewage, the whole 9 yards in it. I mean, it was really, really bad. And I don't want to ever go back through that as a situation again.
So... Now, you've been back to OPP.
Yes. They opened up one section of the jail now. The old parish section is opened up now. And I was in there on a criminal trespassing charge.
Last night?
Yes.
It's the 18th of October.
Yep.
You were arrested.
Yep. Got out today, this afternoon, around 12:40. Now I'm just waiting on my cousin to show up because me and him got locked up together.
Oh, and he hasn't been released yet?
No.
So, tell me about what happened last night.
Last night, we were going to the house with the trailer. The wheel broke. Mounting police come up on us, asked us what we were doing. We said we're going home. We were blocked from home when we got arrested. They take us down to the house. Mama Magneto says, yes, these are my kids. They knew we weren't lying on that. Then... They called OPP. OP took us back out to the house where I got the alcohol from, trying to see if I was telling the truth about the alcohol. And the owner wasn't there of the house, so they had second district cops come arrest us and take us into jail for criminal trespassing.
Because they said that you took the alcohol?
Yes, they thought we had taken it.
But you were on a public street?
Yes.
So obviously that's not criminal trespass.
Right.
So what happened when you were brought to OPP?
That night they didn't feed us at all. They didn't feed us until this morning for breakfast. Took us to court this morning. The judge gave us a 10-day, spent us in its 10 days, a $100 fine. I got to go back on the 26th of this month to pay that off.
Okay. Did you have any access to a lawyer?
Yes. They did provide a lawyer for us.
And what did the lawyer tell you?
Really didn't say much. Just he couldn't tell us much. He just said, go ahead and plead whatever y'all going to plead. So we pled guilty, and that's when we got released. That's when we got to spend a sentence.
But you weren't guilty.
Right.
What made you plead guilty?
Because the fact that if we didn't plead guilty, that'd be a 21-day setback, and we'd still been in there. So figured to go ahead and plead guilty and get out.
Who told you it'd be 21 days?
That's how I've been in there before, and I know on how long it is on a setback. So I've still got cases pending down here from the last time I was in there during Hurricane Katrina. I got like 3 cases still pending.
And so what was it like in the prison?
It was...
Is it dirty?
Yes. It's dirty. But the section we were in is actually a little bit better because they did clean it up. The old parachute have started to clean it up. So I can say they're better off there.
And what is it? Is it cinder block walls?
Cinder blocks.
And have they been cleaned out? Is there still mold in there?
Yes, all that's been cleaned in the old parish. But the OPP side hasn't even been touched. You still got... water, everything. They still got mold, all that in there.
Because I was there the other day on the outside and you could smell it.
Yeah, but I mean, inside is literally so bad that they said they're not even going to try to touch it to fix it.
They're just
going to tear it down. Yep. Windows, everything been busted out from when I was in there during Katrina. When we all started, we literally were going crazy in there. That night they fed us, and then they locked us down afterwards.
That was on the Sunday of Katrina?
Yeah, the Monday. Monday of Katrina. That Sunday, I got locked up.
So you were in there one day, and then the hurricane hit.
Uh-huh.
And then you got stuck there.
Yep.
In that flood water.
Yep.
Anyone commit suicide that you saw?
Not that I know of, but I know one of the officers that had arrested, that had thrown us... So me and my cousin, the female officers, did end up killing himself. One of them that had my cousin held up against the car. And I had one officer literally twist my hand all the way back like this, back behind my back, and hit me in my ribs and catch me right here.
On your face?
Mm-hmm. Caught me right there in my rib cage before I got locked up.
Do you know what officer that was?
I'm not for sure his name or anything.
And was that your arresting officer?
No. There was one that knows me that I had put an original assault charge. I had to put an harassment charge on because they kicked me off the Jackson Square prior to the storm. So I had an assault charge. So I had a harassment charge put on. They caught me I was coming off of Decatur down here because I was told to go back home. And I was headed home. The officer comes in like this at me with his cop car and jumps out and says, "Now I got you, bitch." I mean, it was horrible.
Did you think you were going to die?
At first, yes.
Did you think they had abandoned you to die?
Uh-huh.
How many people were in the cell with you?
Me and my cousin. Two of us. And our cell started flooding from our sinks and our toilet. Started having water come on us.
And it rose all the way up to your chest?
Yeah. When that was on the first level when I got out. By the time everything was done and through, by the time I got to Hunt's, it was when I just went back in, they said it was all the way up to the second level of the cell block that I was in.
And some people you definitely saw drown.
Yes.
On the first level?
Yes.
How was that when you were leaving?
Yes. There were bodies floating. And plus, I talked to other inmates over at DCI, told me that some of the people that was in their cell blocks had died, too.
And is it possible there were people locked in cells that had drowned that you
didn't
see?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. A lot of the people on the first level had been locked in their cells, and they could not get out, and they drowned.
How many people are in one of those levels? Any idea?
It holds about, you're anywhere from 5 to 6 deep at a time in there.
And how many cells?
20 cells.
So, 150 people?
Yeah, about 150, maybe more at a time, locked up.
And now, when you went to the OPP last night, I want to get back to that. You say you had access to a lawyer. The lawyer gave you...
When we went to court.
Any legal advice?
Not really anything at all, because he didn't know much about what was going on, because the judge is out of Mississippi. They come down and everything.
It's not a Louisiana judge.
No, it was one of the original judges who was down here for Louisiana, but he went back to Mississippi to do his legal work, all that. So he comes back to take the charge, to take us in court, and it was pure hell.
So you pled guilty.
Yeah.
Now what's the penalty?
I gotta pay $100, or I go back. If I don't pay the $100, or when I go back to court, I spend 10 days in jail.
So you have to give them $100.
Yes.
Fine.
Yes.
By when?
By the 26th of this month.
And you think you'll be able to do that?
No. Because it's hard to find work when people ain't open down here.
What kind of work do you do?
Construction and stuff like that. I'm going to start working with my mom Monday on apartment buildings tearing out. So I might be able to make it doing that. But I don't know, you know. It depends on what happens.
You probably have a lot of expenses, too, after the hurricane.
Mm-hmm.
You have damage in your house?
No, because I was living in an abandoned apartment on the second level. Really don't have that much damage done to where I was at. Mine a little water. That's about it.
That's good. Were you able to get assistance from FEMA?
I have not been able to because I can't apply on that because of the dealing with the house where I was staying. It wasn't a legal address under me. But I'm still going to try to get help with them because my boss and everything that I was working for lost all his shit. So my original boss was paying me to work with him on a house. The guy that I was, the owner of the house, gave me all the alcohol, everything that I wanted, whatever we wanted.
How many people were in the OPP with you last night?
There was like, we were in a dorm. There was like, about 12 of us in the dorm.
And were there other cells?
Yes.
Did you see, like, when you went to court today, about how many people were there from last night?
Almost all the ones from last night were there with me and my cousin.
Was it more than 12?
Yes.
How many, about?
24 of us total went to court.
And were most of those people released?
Yes, all of us were released.
So they're keeping people just overnight?
Yeah.
Still. And then if they plead not guilty, that's, are they sending them to Hunts?
No.
Staying in OPP?
Yes.
Did anyone do that?
No. Everybody pled guilty.
All right. Thanks.
Yep.